Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. You look for the Odyssey app. It's a big orange background with a big white A. You download it. Once it's in, you look for WILK News Radio. You favorite us, and this way you got us each and every day. You can also find us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, 37, 38 different platforms for podcasts. Whatever place you use for podcasts, look for the Rob O'Donnell Show, favorite us there, and it'll go right to your inbox each day. Also find us on iHeartRadio platforms now, too, as well. We're everywhere. You can get Jake's work wherever you listen. It's beautiful, isn't it? Well, it's Tuesday, and like every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, we bring in Tommy Marquez, a Navy veteran for many years. He was a senior staffer in Congress for many years, and now he used those decades of experience to bring you the information if you're a veteran or love or know a veteran so they can navigate that system that sometimes they don't make it very easy to do. Tommy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob. I don't know of any time they ever make it easy to navigate these systems, I'll tell you what.
Well, that's changing now.
Yeah, there's a lot of improvements. Unfortunately, there's a lot of negativity still dominating the headlines. And if you allow me, Rob, I'd like to talk to you and your listeners about some of the things that are in the headlines and just kind of comment on them. There's a lot of stories, and I hope to get to them all today.
Yeah, have at it.
Yeah. All right, so the Military Times wrote an article by Leo Shane, and he's a great writer. He's one of the best there at Military Times. But it's about advocates' worry new White House order on homelessness could harm veterans. And he explains about these advocacy groups, quote-unquote, who are out there and saying that, hey, that the president's executive order is going to hurt veterans. And essentially, the president's executive order is called Ending Crime and Disorder on America's Streets. And this group that they quote in here says that the veterans fought for this country and they deserve good treatment. Now, I agree with that as a general statement. I think we all do. But what I don't necessarily agree with is that they have then the right, just because you served our country, or that anyone should have the right to then congregate in our parks, become homeless, do drugs on the street. Many of the things that we've seen, especially in California, where I was living all my life until recently, or when I go to D.C. or pretty much any major city, I don't agree with just because you're a veteran that you should be allowed to, you know, just completely drop out of society standards and norms and, you know, not get treatment or help for some of the mental health or addiction problems you're having. They went on to say in the article that veterans have earned a dignity of a hand up in ways of investments in housing, mental health, and substance abuse treatments and additional supportive services, not surveillance and detention. Well, I agree with the first part of their statement. The veterans do deserve access to housing, just like, you know, anyone does realistically. And access to mental health, I don't know if I agree that that's a right, but I believe that mental health is extremely important, and there should be more accessibility for anyone to have that. But what I don't agree with is that the president's executive order is necessarily creating surveillance and detention. What the executive order basically does is it allows veterans or just groups who are on the streets, you know, homeless, that they could be at certain points, institutionalized for care and treatment and all sorts of resources provided to them. Now, I'm not going to pretend to have the answers for homelessness, Rob. That's a much bigger problem that I could solve. It seems like the more money we give, the worse homelessness gets in every city that I've ever visited and looked into this. And as a nation, nationally, it seems as though the more we've done, the more homeless industrial complex that we've created, the more homeless people we get. So I don't know what the answer is. But what I do know is it's not humane to just allow these people to live on the streets, do drugs, not only for themselves, but also for the communities that they live in. And these groups, the group that they're quoting, by the way, is the National Homelessness Law Center and the Advocates for Homeless Veterans. I think they mean well. I don't know them personally. I've never worked with them. But I think it's a gross oversimplification to say that President Trump's executive order is forcing everyone to be surveilled and committed. It's really hard to commit someone. I know this because we've dealt with this in the office, people trying to get somebody committed. It is not easy, and it shouldn't be easy. The idea that this is occurring just if you're a veteran and you're on the street and it's just happening readily, easily, it's just complete fallacy. That is not the case at all. And I really believe that we need to look at these groups and question them and their motivation. Because if the homelessness problem goes away, so do their jobs, right? I don't agree with the idea that we're just going to allow veterans to live on the streets. I just don't agree with it. I don't have the answer to ending homelessness, but I don't agree that we should just allow people to do drugs freely in our communities, live in our parks. The idea that these are just harmless people who just can't get a leg up because big companies and capitalism and colonialism have ruined their lives, I don't subscribe to that theory at all. So I disagree with those groups. And even if you are a veteran, I know there's tons of resources, which we provided on the show, but I still don't agree with that then gives you the right to just do drugs on our street. I'm sorry. The next article you actually sent to me, Rob, last week after we got off the show, and that was about the VA and the Medicare combined, and they got with their DOGE people that work at the VA and Medicare, the Centers for Medicare, and they found out that they have about 5.9 million veterans who are also enrolled not only in the VA healthcare, but they're also enrolled in Medicare. And what they found by doing that in the last 6 years, that both the VA and Medicare were being duly billed for $106 million. Okay, so that means you have a veteran. So let's say it's me. Let's say I'm enrolled in Medicare and I'm enrolled in VA healthcare. I go see a doctor or a group, physician or some kind of medical facility, and they not only bill the VA and get reimbursed through the VA, they also bill Medicare and they get billed for them for the same work. I go in for a cough, they treat the cough and they bill both of them and they charge both of them. This is completely illegal and a complete waste of money. And I think it's really good that these agencies are now communicating with each other. This is something that was not previously done. We're seeing the secretary reach across the aisle of other federal agencies and communicating with them and working with them to protect the funds that are in the VA. And a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, with that money, see, they're cutting back the medical care for veterans. No, they're not, because it's still covered by Medicare. And with that $106 million, the VA has already recommitted that into other resources within the VA for community care. And I'm going to talk about community care in 1 second, but I think this is a good thing, Rob. I think it's really good, and it's sad that in, you know, the first basically 180 days here, we are now finding that there's all sorts of wasteful spending in the VA. This is just 6 years in one federal agency we have these duplications. Can you imagine if we go back further? How many billions of dollars are going to be there? And again, for all the people who are going to say $106 million is not a lot, give me $106 million. I think all of us will be pretty happy with that. And the last article I want to cover, Rob, is about the military.com article about the VA Health Administration undersecretary nominee who is pledging to find balance between treatment at the VA centers and private facilities. The VA has nominated Major General, retired, of course, John Bartram to be the Undersecretary for VA Healthcare. Now, a lot of people already on the left are saying, by him making the statement that there needs to be more access to outside community care, that he's trying to shut the VA healthcare system down. This is completely not true. That's not what he said at all. he said that there's an opportunity to revisit the balance of direct care and community care. And he goes on further to explain that if veterans want community care, we can provide them community care. But we also need to allow the veteran to choose the VA whenever that system suits them better. So nowhere in his statement did he say, I want to shut the VA down, I want to close VA healthcare, I want to go to a completely privatized system. He never said that. What he said is there needs to be a balance. And for people who don't understand, why do veterans need to go outside? A lot of states don't have full VA facilities. Alaska doesn't. I think Rhode Island does not. Also, a lot of people live far. So in San Diego, there's a VA hospital, for instance. But where I lived was about 49 miles away from that hospital. And so it was literally over an hour drive with traffic to get to it. That's a total inconvenience to the veteran, right? So having outside community care allows veterans to go closer to their local work area or their home to get care. That just is common sense. You wouldn't readily, with your private care, drive, you know, an hour away when there's good doctors available right near you, right? So outside community care is necessary. That's just one example. There's rural parts of California where the nearest VA facility is literally 3 to 4 hours away. Montana, there's tons of areas where there is no VA clinics for hundreds and hundreds of miles away, 5-6 hours away. So we're supposed to make veterans travel all that distance so that they continue to use the VA healthcare system and only have that that option to the veteran? That doesn't make sense. And another point, Rob, is we know there's no appointments at the VA. By allowing people to go outside in the community, it opens up appointments at the VA medical centers and hospitals so they can have them. So I don't agree with the article's narrative and the quotes in the article that outline that, hey, he's trying to get rid of VA healthcare and access to VA hospitals. No, he's trying to bring a balance. If a veteran wants to go out in the community, there should be lots of availability and resources for them to do so. And if they want to stay at the VA, they should be able to do so as well. That's what he was saying. That's his direct quote. And I think that it's a good thing that we have somebody in there who wants to bring a balance because it makes it better for both parties. But of course, you know, the articles, I got to tell you, Rob, they're pretty tilted and it's getting frustrating. So for those of you who have come across them and have sent me these articles, now you have the other side of it, as you will. You know, my mom used to say, Rob, no matter how flat a tortilla is, there's still two sides to it. So that's the other side to those arguments.
And there you go. I think we'll leave it there, Tommy. Couldn't end it better than that. I appreciate your insight today. Tommy, if my listeners want to follow you, how do they do that?
Well, you can always find me on social media. New handle is at Tommy Talks, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook.
All right, there it is. Tommy, thanks for joining us again and giving us all that great information.
Thanks, Rob. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right.